Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Chase Express Podcast. I'm Ryan Chase Balthazar, and I'm ready to get started. Today, I have a guest, like, you know, every other episode. But I have a special guest. They're all special, but a special guest. I'm really excited to share a good friend of mine, all the way from New York. I miss you, girl. I gotta pick your brain. Anyway, her name is Ashley Sanchez, but I know she gonna get mad. Everybody, look, she from New York, so I gotta come correct. You know, she go by Gapo, so I gotta call her Gapo. So I gotta drop the Ashley and just stick with Gapo. I miss you, but no. Look it, I gotta know what's been going on. You gotta tell me, like, what? And you got a baby now. You a new mom. Happy belated birthday to the Virgos out there. I see you September 9th. Man, you got to tell me what's going on. So, I mean, you doing fashion. Because I see you. I see you on the ground. I see you on Snapchat too. But really, what's going on? Like, I got to come to New York and I got to ball out one day.
Hi, Ryan Chase. I'm so happy to be on your podcast. Thank you for having me, first of all. I really, really miss you. My life is amazing. Like, my life is just great. Being a mom is amazing. My daughter is just amazing every day. And one of the things is being patient. Because we all know having kids is not easy, but it's great. Like, no, I really love it. I love being a mom. I'm going to doing my own thing, you know. Thank you for the happy belated birthday. I really appreciate that. I'm so happy you remembered. I can't wait. I hope you'll come out here for your birthday. Never. I don't even know how to say that with my accent, but it's alright. By the way, my name is not Gapo. It's Gapo. But it's okay. So with you, you can say whatever you like. It's alright. You don't have a Spanish accent. It's all good.
Thank you. I mean, that was so sweet. You know, like, trying to work out this new system on how to, like, communicate with your friends while being on lockdown. You know, like, everybody is trying to, like, see people, but we all know we need to practice social distancing. So I'm coming up with a creative way to, you know, communicate and have fun doing it. You know, that was my homegirl, Ashley, and she's so funny. I'm hoping that I can come see her really soon, though, honestly. It's been too long. But I must say that being in the house on lockdown makes you really, really appreciate, you know, going outside and, like, talking to your friends without feeling like the police gonna get you. You know, those little times that you go out to eat just on the whim, you're just like, I'm gonna go out to eat. You know, what about happy hour? Come on, I gotta be missing happy hour. Going to the bars, you know, like, you know, when you don't have to do nothing at all, you can just do something. Like, it's difficult. People are not even realizing how difficult a pandemic can be. Now we know, you know, sitting up in the house with people that you know and been with all day and you can't go nowhere. Whew. What if your, like, you know, house is not as big as those celebrities? And you know what? I have to, like, ignore their thoughtful prayers, because I see a lot of commercials and a lot of people tweeting and, you know, people who are, you know, people who are anybody, you know, will be the first one to tell you, hey, stay indoors, social distance, you know, don't go outside, which is true. Don't, if you can help it, you know, you got to go to the store, go to Walmart, get what you got to get, you know, you got to survive, you got to eat. but unnecessary things, you know, it may not be worth it. But, you know, some people who are really fortunate, they have these nice big houses, 4 or 5 couches in their houses, and, you know, a pool, jacuzzi. I'm talking about massive. And it may be a little easy for them to stay home. You know, I know it's a home and it's a house. Everybody, you know, hopefully is fortunate to have one. But, you know, if you're sharing a room or you don't have much space and you have a lot of people in your home, I can see how it can be tight. You know what I mean? Mentally, you're irked. You know, you ready to snap already. I'm ready to snap just by thinking that I got 30 more days. And then when the 30 days go off, I'm going to have to add on another 14 days just to air it out, you know, just to make sure. Just to make sure the coast is clear. But, yeah, man, they be talking about stay indoors, don't do nothing, while they got pool tables in their houses. And, you know, I'm not hating. I ain't hating. You know, I'm just saying, you know, it's difficult for everybody. You know, I just want to make a point. You know, just making a point. You know, you can't be too critical nowadays. You don't want to get the mob on you.